Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week, I would like to discuss, can you talk your ex into coming back? And the reason I want to do this is because I've noticed a lot of comments on my video, which was previously a podcast on YouTube, titled How to Easily Get Your Ex Back. And people write in and they say, well, my ex broke up with me and I tried to talk her out of it, or even worse, I tried to talk her or him, or I begged, I pleaded, which I guess is a form of talking, and it didn't work. And so I thought, okay, I need to do a podcast on this to let people know whether it's going to work or not. Now, the short answer is no. You cannot talk your ex into coming back. However, there are certain circumstances under which you may be able to do it, and I'll get to those in a minute. But the short answer is no. And why not? Well, basically, because you are trying to use logic to change feelings, and that's not the way it works. You can't talk someone into or out of being with you. I mean, think about when you first got together. Did you have to talk them into dating you, into making a commitment, into getting married, etc.? Most likely, no. At least I hope not. They wanted to do it because they felt like it. And now, they don't feel like it. And so, you need to change their feelings. And you're not going to do it by talking to them. You're not going to do it with words. You're not going to do it with logic. So, logic does not work. Talking does not work if you want to get your ex back. Their feelings need to change. And the only way to do that is, as I've mentioned many times before, when they break up with you, just say okay and let them go. And then time has to pass and their bad feelings and thoughts about you have to pass. And then you may have a chance of getting them back if you just leave them alone. But if you're contacting them, texting them, trying to talk them into it, trying to beg and plead, it's just not going to work. So don't waste your time. You're actually going to make it worse. But as I mentioned, there are two circumstances under which you may be able to talk your ex into coming back. The first one is if there is a misunderstanding. Now listen carefully, because I know people are going to listen to this and project their situation onto this and think, oh yes, there's a misunderstanding. Okay, the misunderstanding has to be something that it wasn't discussed, that it was the spur of the moment decision and you didn't get a chance to clear it up, and they just all of a sudden thought, okay, that's it, I'm breaking up with them. Maybe they saw a photo of you with a member of the opposite sex on your social media or on someone else's social media, or they misinterpreted a text or an email that you sent or that someone else sent to you. And instead of discussing it, they just flew off to handle and said, that's it, it's over. Don't ever talk to me again. So in that case, if it was something like that, then you can say, hey, listen, there's a misunderstanding here. Here's what really happened. So that's case number one. Now, case number two is what's called the fake breakup. And that happens when someone doesn't like how you're treating them. Maybe they've tried talking to you about it, maybe not. So they want to shake you up. They want to wake you up and get you to treat them a certain way, get you to treat them better. And they figure, you know what? I'm going to break up with them, and then they're going to freak out, and then they will change their evil ways, and they'll beg me to come back, and I'll tell them, yes, you can come back, but you need to do this, this, and this. Now, more often than not, the way that you can tell is it's a fake breakup is that it's accompanied by extreme emotion. That means that they're very upset. You know, they'll say, that's it, I've had it, get out. Or it's a spur of the moment thing, unexpected. Let's say you're having a discussion or even an argument or a fight, and they're like, I can't take this anymore, it's over, goodbye. Or they may even just text it to you or email it and say, you know, this isn't working, because maybe they've tried, or maybe they don't want to try. They figure you should be treating them a certain way and you're not, so what's the point? But they still are interested in you, but they don't know how to get you to behave a certain way. So they think, well, I'm going to manipulate them, I'm going to break up with them, and then they will miss me, and they'll behave, and they'll behave the way I want them to. And so what you do in that case, if it isn't a misunderstanding, but you think it might be a fake breakup, the way you can tell is usually that if you just do what I told you in the video and podcast, how to easily get your ex back, and just say, okay, fine, when someone breaks up with you, if it's a fake breakup, usually they will contact you in a few days or at the most a few weeks if they don't hear from you. Because now they've calmed down, now they realize they really don't want to break up with you. You didn't follow through as they thought you would and go chasing after them when they walked away. So now they kind of come crawling back. And that's going to look like a text or a phone call. And they're, you know, hey, how are you doing? What's up? Blah, blah, blah. And at that point, then you can discuss whatever the issue was or think it was. And you will be able to talk them back, so to speak, although they never really left. But they want to feel like you talk them back into it, as opposed to they didn't really leave and here they are crawling back. So those are the only two cases, if there's a misunderstanding or if it's a fake breakup. But if it's anything else, you cannot talk someone into changing their feelings about you. The feelings need to change, and you can't talk someone out of that. Okay, so if you have any questions or comments about this podcast, or if you are interested in private coaching, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please rate and review the podcast. And until next time, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.